My name is Mike, and I'm an alcoholic. Thanks for letting me be a part of this meeting, Larry, and thanks for asking me to share here, you know. Alcoholics Anonymous definitely changed my life, you know. So what I was like, what happened, what it's like now. So I grew up here in San Diego, and I like to say that my life was basically doomed because I grew up in East County. And and I don't know if anybody else grew up in East County, but I was basically, you know what I mean, effed out, you know, and my life basically revolved around getting loaded in one way or another, you know. You know, I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, and after I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, and I started working the steps, I started to realize that, throughout my years growing up, I was really restless, irritable, and discontent, you know. You know, I didn't learn that until I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. I remember in fourth grade, I learned how to get my way with my parents really, really young, you know. And in fourth grade, I threw this big old fit that I didn't want to go to school, you know. And they drove me in the car to the school, you know. And I was throwing a fit in the back of the car, you know. And they finally just brought me home, you know. So I learned early on that I can just, like, throw fits and get my way, you know. And I can just do whatever I wanted, you know. You know, and so, so that's the kind of stuff that I started doing, you know. In sixth grade, there was a gentleman there at my school that was about to have a birthday party, and he invited everybody in the school but me, you know, and I didn't know at the time, but I got really resentful at this kid, you know, and his reasoning behind this whole situation was that I was a bad kid and that I smoked cigarettes, you know, and I didn't even smoke. I started lying, you know, to other kids because that's what I did, you know, when I was about 13 or 14 years old is when I started getting loaded, you know, and my life drastically changed, you know. Eighth grade was the last year I went to school. In ninth grade, I dropped out. I stopped going. And my life really began to go downhill. Later on, years later, I was at my parents' house, you know. I was 22 years old, you know. My father had called the sheriff on me because I was sitting in his house and I was doing what I do, you know. And the sheriff had came and they tried to send me to this program called PC 1000, you know. And I went to this program, you know. And they told me that I needed to go to meetings, you know. And that was the first time I ever went to a meeting. You know, I went to a meeting and I started hearing stuff. People talk about, you know, having this physical allergy, this mental obsession and stuff. And I didn't believe any of that stuff. I didn't believe in any of it, you know, and after a little while being in this program, I realized that, you know, this program probably wasn't going to work for somebody like me because I couldn't stay sober on my own, you know. I didn't know how to stay sober on my own, so I ended up going to this treatment center to this inpatient treatment center, and I want to say I stayed sober for about 4 months, but I had no recovery, you know. I used to hear stuff about, you know, they would read the book to us 4 or 5 hours a day or something, 3 hours a day or something like that, you know, and they talked about having the physical allergy, you know, and the mental obsession and having the spiritual malady and stuff like that, you know, and I didn't understand any of it, you know, and I told myself that I wasn't an alcoholic, you know. I didn't have a problem drinking alcohol, you know. I had a problem doing other stuff, but I didn't really have a problem drinking alcohol, and I ended up getting drunk again, you know. I was at a party with my parents of all people, and they had an open bar, and I was like, well, I don't have a problem with alcohol, so why not drink, you know? And so I started drinking at an open bar, you know, and once I start, I can't stop, you know. It's basically that simple. Once I start, I can't stop, you know. By the end of the night, I'm hammered, you know, and I'm trying to call other people to get other stuff, you know, and that's just how my life goes, you know. So about 9 months down the road, or about a year later, I ended up getting in trouble one more time. And they wanted me to do the same thing. They wanted me to go back to this PC 1000 class. And I already knew that, you know, PC 1000 class is probably not going to work for an alcoholic like me because I can't stop. And so I'm at this PC 1000 class, and I signed up for this PC 1000 class. And my first day at PC 1000, I told them, I walked in there, and I said, you know what? I said, I don't think this program is going to work for me. You know, I can't stop. You know, so here I go back to the inpatient treatment center that I went to, and I had this plan to go Yeah, the Freedom Ranch. Yeah. And I had this plan. I had this plan to go to the Freedom Ranch for 90 days and then go to another treatment center called Pathfinders, you know. And I'm at this treatment center, and at 71 days, I ended up getting kicked out by the program manager, you know. And I didn't realize it then, but I realize it now that it was probably a really good blessing. You know, I was in this truck, and I was on my way down the hill, you know, and I realized that, you know, my life revolved around getting loaded, you know, and what was I going to do, you know? So I prayed to my higher power and asked for help, you know, and I came down the hill, and the next day I went to a meeting, and I asked for help. I went to a meeting, and I raised my hand, and I shared, and I said, you know, I said, I'm an alcoholic, you know, and I need some help. I said, I'm scared, and I don't know what to do, and I can't live life on my own, you know, and this guy gave me a meeting schedule, and he told me, these are the meetings I go to. I go to this meeting on Monday, and I go to this meeting on Tuesday, and I go to this meeting on Wednesday. So every day, I follow this guy around, you know. I'd go to the meeting, and he'd see me at the meeting, and he'd be like, hey, Mike, how's it going, man? I'm glad to see you here, you know. And he showed me love, you know. And I ended up signing back up for this treatment center, you know. And as I said earlier, my plan was to do 90 days at this treatment center and then go to Pathfinders, you know. And my plans don't really work out that well, you know. And I realized that basically when I surrendered and I gave my life over to my higher power, my higher power started throwing me curveballs, you know. And it was like 71 days. Here you go, man. What are you going to do now? You know. And so I did what I didn't want to do. I went back to this treatment center for another 111 days. So I ended up doing 6 months total at this treatment center. And then I went to a place called Pathfinders. And I'm at this place, you know. I'm at this treatment center. And at this treatment center, a couple months in, you know, I was going to go home because there was a situation going on at home. And I was going to leave, you know. And I learned some stuff in Alcoholics Anonymous that, you know, it's important to ask others before you make decisions, you know. And so I asked the program director, I said, hey, I said, you know, what should I do? And he said, hey, Mike, he said, look, man, he said, why don't you take care of yourself for the first time? He said, stay here and take care of you, you know. And I went back to my room and I started praying about it and stuff, you know. And I realized that, you know, maybe I need to take care of me because everything else is going to be taken care of, you mean? You know, my grandma's going to be taken care of. My family's going to be taken care of. My mom's going to be taken care of. Everybody's going to be taken care of, you know. But I can't take care of anybody or do anything for anybody if I'm still getting loaded, you know. And so I stayed, you know. And about a month later, this guy asked me to become volunteer staff, you know. And ended up staying at the treatment center for 16 months, you know. So I'm in treatment for about 2 years, you know. And like I said earlier, you know, you know, my plan was to do 90 days at the Freedom Ranch and then go to Pathfinders for 9 months and have a year of sobriety, because that's what I heard, you know. I used to hear, stay here for a year, you mean? Do what it takes, you know. And at this treatment center, I was able to find a sponsor, you know. I was able to start working the steps, you know. And my life today is way different than what it was, you know. You know, I was able to go back to school to get my GED, you know. I was able to start achieving goals in my life, you know, and start doing stuff, you know. I'm able to hold down a job. You know, I go to work every day, you know. I get to dress up like this when I go to work every day, you know. And that's way different from where I was, you know. And I wasn't even close to that, you know. In my life today, still has struggles, you know. You know, I still have struggles, but I've learned to deal with my struggles through my higher power, you know, and give those things up to God, because God's the only thing that keeps me here, you know. And I've learned that, I need to trust and rely upon that higher power on a regular basis. Because if I don't, I'm doomed, you know. I want to thank you guys once again for letting me tell my story, you know, and being a part of this meeting, you know. And thank all you guys for being here. My name is Mike.